This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Emma Rodriguez, EMMARODRIGUEZ, date of birth 02/22/1995, date of appointment 8/12/2025, requesting physician Jacqueline Kilchlin. Jacqueline Kelchlin, NP. Dear Jacqueline Kilchlin, I have the pleasure of seeing Emma Rodriguez today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 30-year-old right-handed woman who is having lumps on the head. If she has pressure on the head, then it bulges out. She is forgetful and confused. She involved in a 3 motor vehicle accident. She is losing consciousness. She is having slurred speech and hard time walking. She fell down couple of times. She has a history of fall. She has a history of migraine. Presently, the headache is frontal, involves both eyes. It is dull, with nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, with dizziness. During the episode, she does not have any tongue biting, no incontinence, but confusion present. The episode lasts about 5 to 10 minutes. She was assaulted, drugged, abducted, and raped last year. Since then, her symptoms becomes worse. Past medical history, none. Past surgical history, bilateral tubal ligation, allergy, no-known drug allergy, medication, none. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs. She is single, lives with a boyfriend, have one son. Family history, mother alive, father alive and healthy. 2 sister, 1 sister has a seizure. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, convulsion, blackout, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, joint pain, joint stiffness, and muscle pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflexes 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 30-year-old right-handed woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1. migraine. Number two, syncope. Number three, rule out seizure. Number four, post-concussion syndrome. Number five, frequent fall. Number six, depression. Number seven, dizziness. Number eight, back pain. Next paragraph. Please rewrite. Number nine, memory problem. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start the preventative medication for migraine, Topamax 25 milligram, 1 PO daily for 1 week, then 1 PO 2 times daily for 1 week, then 2 at night and 1 in the morning for 1 week, and then 2 PO 2 times daily continue. I would like to order MRI of the brain, EEG, carotid ultrasound, and echocardiogram. Cardiology consult is recommended. I would like to see her back in my office in a month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.